You have reached Atheist Republic voicemails. God may not be listening to you, but the citizens of the Atheist Republic are. Leave us a voicemail on atheistrepublic.com for a chance to have your message broadcast to our followers worldwide. Send us your opinions, stories, advice, or concerns. Together, we'll build a platform for atheist voices all around the globe.
A few weeks ago, I got an email from the Atheist Republic that is entitled, "If There Is No God, How Did Our Complex and Ordered Universe Form?" And in there, there were a few points made that I wanted to address. I wanted to talk about a little bit. And because of my short amount of time, I'll try to keep them brief. One comment that is made is that creationists seem to be saying that an even more amazing being must be responsible for the amazing things around us. But if amazing complex things need a creator, then who created the amazing complex God? And if God is the exception, then theists are relying on certain laws, that is, complex things need a more complex creator, and they use that to support their beliefs, but breaking the laws for those things that don't fit in, that is God. I just wanted to hit on mostly that one point, then who created the amazingly complex God? And this seems to be grounds for rejecting the God hypothesis of the universe, mainly because we can't explain the origin of God. But And that's a common thing, but the problem is that the argument is a non sequitur. It doesn't follow. It's not a requirement that we understand the nature of a thing in order to posit as the most plausible explanation. We simply don't do science in this manner. Like, for example, in archaeology, when we find an artifact that had clearly been created by an unknown people, say like a piece of pottery with inscriptions that didn't belong to any known group of people, we don't dismiss the idea that it was created by people and say, well, if an ancient tribe made this pottery, then where did the people come from? And then say that the pottery must have come about by naturalistic causes. Instead, we get curious and we do even more excavating and try to learn about this mysterious tribe. We wouldn't get anywhere in the advancement of science and knowledge if we rejected the most plausible explanation on the basis that we can't explain the explanation. That's absurd. In the same way, we can't discard the God hypothesis on the basis that we can't explain the origin of God. But not only that, we do know the origin of God. In that email, it is said that theists essentially commit what has been called the taxicab fallacy, namely that they say that complexity points to an even more complex designer, and then abandon the point when it comes to God and say that it doesn't apply to him, he doesn't need a designer. Well, in essence, that is true, but in the case of God, there are two points that have to be made. First, for something to create space, time, and matter, it has to exist outside of all three of them. Namely, it has to be spaceless, timeless, and immaterial. For these are all theistic descriptions of God. As Aristotle put it, creation needs an unmoved mover. And second, God, by definition, is eternal, having no beginning or end, and therefore, God does not need a creator because he is eternal. His existence is not contingent on anything outside of himself, for he is, by definition, the greatest conceivable being, maximally great. And also, I know for some it may be hard to accept, well, God is eternal, and then dismiss that because, of course, nothing can be eternal. But why is that a problem? Because historically, atheists have had no problem asserting that the universe was eternal. And another point I wanted to address is that you say in that email, but where they are wrong is in stating that this complexity necessitates a designer. And I was disappointed to say that you merely make that statement, but you don't justify it in any way. You don't give any evidence to back it up and say, well, here's an example of something that's not been designed, that is extremely complex. And you can't point to nature to support this, because you can't do that. You'd be begging the question. Because if you assume nature wasn't designed and point to that as an example, that is assuming the point that you're trying to make. So that would be a circular argument. So I'm interested to hear your response to this, and I look forward to hearing back from you.
Thank you, Atheist Republic. You have helped me through this thing of religion that I was for 50 years, a Mormon. Can you believe that? Of all cults to belong to, I'm now an atheist, proud to be away from it. Thank you so much, and I hope others can get away too. Bye.
Hi, my name is Peter. I'm living in Sweden, and I follow the development of atheism spreading through the United States, and that's a very good thing, I think, and I support it. But sometimes it's hard to understand how it would be to live in a country with that much pressure you have over there. Here in Sweden, we wouldn't even consider this thing about the prison. I would like you guys, if you ever visit Sweden, to try out to live in a country that's free of religious oppression. And kudos to all those people who stand up against the society that's trying to force religion down your throat constantly, every day, from every corner, from everywhere. I wish you all a good day. Bye.
Yeah, hello. This is my name is Sam. I'm from Morocco, and I repeat, Morocco, not Monaco. And I'm an atheist. I've been an atheist for 5 years. But the problem I have is that I can't stop hating religion and not love atheism. My problem is this, is that if only I could just stop hating religion and just love atheism. I think that these expressions are rare in atheism to say, I hate, I love, how can I do this, how can I do that, how can I feel, and stuff. I know it's rational. Now I'm not asking for something that irrational, and I don't need a God, by the way. I'm not asking for God's love. I just want to say, how can I stop hating religion, and instead of that, I can just go and love what I'm doing as an atheist. I need a new way of thinking. I need a new perspective. So I don't know if my question was clear, but I really want you to think with me about that and give me even a large answer. I don't care. I just want to hear something different, because so far I just hate religion. I hate anything that comes from religion. And I have to remind you, I was a Muslim. That's enough, I guess. Thank you beaucoup. Merci beaucoup.
I was always raised in a secular household. However, the community I grew up in was very Catholic. I remember one of the first times I realized I was different from the other kids was when it was a very bad snowstorm. And we had to stay inside like a little school gymnasium, and we're all cooped up together. And I remember just staring at the snow because it looked like little feathers flying in the air. That's how thick it was and how quick it was falling down. And a kid just pointed outside, just like, hey, look, God's shaving his beard. And I turned to the kid, and I just remember saying, no, that's frozen precipitation comes from clouds. And this kid just looked at me like I was speaking a foreign language. And I didn't quite understand. And he just told me, no, that's God shaving his beard with complete sincerity. And almost a bit of anger in his voice that I doubted him. And no matter what I said, I'm like, I can show you in our little textbooks, because it had, you know, an elementary version of, you know, the weather, you know, like cycle of precipitation, evaporation, condensation, you know, then precipitation, and how basically this frozen water coming from the clouds. This little kid, we were probably like 9, just told me I was going to hell because I didn't believe in God. And at the time, it wasn't a matter of fact of me believing in God or not. It was more of this kid didn't understand how basic precipitation worked, specifically snow. And I remember just going home and just wondering why there was someone that didn't know how snow worked. It's not necessarily a story or anything bad surely happened, but being a 9-year-old, I was very confused. I was very confused.
Hi, my name is Abed Omer. I'm an ex-Muslim. I left Islam at the age of 16 because of a love of science that I gained when I first saw the Carl Sagan Cosmos series when I was 11. When I left Islam, I didn't think of it as losing my faith. I thought of it as gaining a clear understanding of the world around me. I'm an unwavering supporter of free speech and freedom of expression, and the current political climate has me very concerned. In the West, we are either vilified by the left and called racist, and on the right, we are either treated with bigotry, or they want to fetishize us and use us for their own ends. Neither of those two things will help the cause of ex-Muslims. And then also you have, you know, the blasphemy laws and the stifling of dissent and the stifling of voices in Islamic countries, which makes it all but impossible for ex-Muslims to speak out if they live in a Muslim-majority country. I just want to get my voice out there, shed more light onto ex-Muslims, who we are, where we're coming from, what we'd like to see happen, shed more light on what I see are the problems of Islam, help bring people a clear understanding of what Islam is and where it goes wrong, and try to get as much support for ex-Muslims as we possibly can. Thank you.
Hello, this is a message for the Pakistani philosopher who's looking for some moral support. I really don't know what to say, my friend. My name is Jeff. I'm a council member on the Atheist Republic. I live in a place where religion isn't nearly as intense and nearly as part of the society. In fact, it's there's actually somewhat of a rebellion against the Catholic Church here in Montreal. So I feel quite lucky. I don't know what else to say to you except, I mean, you got to stay strong and stay safe and try to get the fuck out of there as soon as possible and get surrounded by guys and gals that share your views, you know. I don't know what else to say other than that, my friend. Stay strong, stay atheist, keep your head up, and know that we all here are rooting for you big time. All right, good luck.
Hello, Atheist Republic. False Logic here, coming straight to you from the Atheist Factor. I would like to encourage any and all people listening to raise your children with an open mind, an open heart, bless him, and indoctrinate him with reason and logic, and always, this is key, always teach your children to question everything that they think that they know. Thank you, Atheist Republic, for expounding upon the beauty of logic and reason. Goodbye.
Hello, everybody out there. I'm a professor. You can say I'm a young man. I'm just 29 years old, and I'm speaking from a country which is totally Islamic in nature. And I was born as a Muslim, and just till a few years back, I was a very hardcore Muslim. But now I realize that it's all bullshit. I'm so sorry for my words, but it's all bullshit. And now I realize that whether it's Islam or any other religion of the world, it's just totally bullshit. It's been invented by the human beings. And very fortunately, thank you so very much, people out there at Atheist Republic, that you have given me a chance to put my words over here. I'm really happy. I can't tell you the name of my country right now because I it's my first time that I'm surfing over here on this particular website, and I'm talking to you people. But actually, you're the kind of testimonials and the love and affection which I have found over there. I mean, this website at Atheist Republic, it has actually driven me to tell you that from a few days back, I realized that actually I'm turning to an agnostic because I couldn't find any question about Islam, the Prophet Muhammad, and the Quran, and all these things. So now I've started realizing after, you know, visiting this website that I have become more atheist, more agnostic, and And I hope till my last breath, I shall be one. And I'm not going to go back in the fold of Islam or any other religion at any cost now. Thank you, everybody out there. And thank you for making me, or to rather make me to realize that, yes, atheists also have got the power in the world. So hail atheism, long live atheism, and bullshit to all these religions of the world. Thank you. Take the very best care. Love you a lot, all my sisters and brothers out there. Atheist, agnostic sisters and brothers out there. Take care. Goodbye. Bye-bye.
Please consider supporting us by sharing the podcast with your fellow heathens or donating by going to atheistrepublic.com and clicking on support. Subscribe to Atheist Republic voicemails on iTunes, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast app. And please leave us a review.